Hello.
Hi, my name is CJ. I'm calling. I'm initiating the Archtop Fiber automatic callback.
Yes, thank you very much. My name is Regis Obajewski, and I'm a signed-up customer awaiting hookup. At any rate, I have some comments about the installation that is taking place in our neighborhood, if I
Okay.
may. A couple of things. One is, let me just say, I can't wait to get hooked up to you guys and cut my cord with Spectrum. I really can't.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure you've heard this before, but a lot of my neighbors feel the same. Talking to neighbors, in my neighborhood, there are a couple of people who were confused. Let me put that mildly. Like, what are you doing here? What is this? What's this digging about? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think it would be helpful, and I'm willing to help out with this, by the way. So I'm not, this is not my complaint, because I realize I, you know, I, you know, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you've contracted with, the guys to, to set it up and to run the fiber. But
Yes.
some people don't realize that you not only have a right to do it, it's actually a good thing, okay?
Yeah.
So there has been no communication, like a flyer, saying, we're in your neighborhood, and to offer you a public utility service, okay, which
Yeah, exactly.
gives you the right to dig, okay? Not that you want to put that in people's face, but just to say it as gently as you possibly can, thank you for welcoming us into your neighborhood. We will clean up our mess, that we
Yeah.
may make. For example, one of my neighbors, and I'll give you the address and even the name, was saying, man, they parked their truck right in our lawn, middle of our lawn. Now that's not a hookup. That was a convenience on their part. They could have parked in our driveway, they could have parked on the street, but they chose to park on our lawn, and we got ruts. And so, if in your flyer, you would indicate that the crew would be back to fix, anything that's irregular, that they would make they would return this to, a usable, functional, visibly pleasing experience for the homeowners, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Okay, so that all that can be included in a flyer. Now, I live in I'm calling from Kingston, New York, right? And so, as they say, I've already put money down to, because I'm awaiting the service myself. And I'm not saying hurry up or don't do this. I want you to succeed is what I want to
Oh,
happen.
absolutely.
And I want you to be a customer friendly business. And so I just want you to know that there are just regular people who are saying, who the hell are these people? What are they doing? And nobody said anything to us. Nobody asked permission. I realize, I know this.
Yeah.
Permission is not necessary when it comes to a utility. But a lot of people don't know that, So if you could put that as gently as possible into a flyer, I would help distribute that in the neighborhood. So I'll give you my name and address, and you have my phone number. So I'm willing to help out with this, but there are some people that there's one that I think is owed an apology for a truck,
Putting
making big
ruts.
ruts, in the lawn. It wasn't necessary, and they showed it to me, and I said okay. And they said nobody said anything. And they said they're going to fix it. And, no, this is rude. And this is the kind of company. Is this what they're doing? So it's something that you don't want, and the neighbors don't want either. So
No, of course.
So the address where that's happened is 211-211 Van Cleek's Lane, V-A-N, and then capital K-L-E-E-C-K-S Lane. And that's
Kingston, here in Kingston?
Yeah, 124-01.
Yeah, 401.
124-01, yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Do you happen to have their phone number so that we can also reach out to them?
Let's see if I do. I think I should. Let's see. Hang on. I hope I don't lose you here.
No, you're good. And if you do, I'd be able to give you a call back anyways.
Okay. It's they are Stan and Teresa Zaplak. Okay, I'll spell the last name. So Stan and Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A. The last name is spelled C-Z-A-P-L-K.
Okay, perfect.
I thought I had their phone number. Shoot, I don't.
That's okay.
But I have an email.
Yeah, an email would be perfect.
The email is T-A-N-D Stan, so like Teresa and Stan, T-A-N-D-S-T-A-N at MSN.com.
Okay, so T for Teresa and Stan at MSN.
Correct.
Okay.
So you might want to send them an email and just say, you know, we're sorry that our truck parked on your lawn, that we will correct this. And, you know, but also, you know, think about, do you normally leaflet a neighborhood?
We do, actually. So we normally have some door hanger signs in some neighborhoods. And then we also provide a flyer to let them know that we are coming. And that they are able to pre-order.
Yeah, that's what you really want, you know, so that they're expecting.
Yeah, most of our callers actually have received the flyers. I'm surprised that your neighborhood has not.
Yeah, we have not. And the reason I'm calling is, you know, I'm representing a neighborhood group, you know, and I'm trying to make nice with them. I say, listen, not only do they have a right to do what they're doing, I said, but we should have been told. You're absolutely correct. We should have been told.
Yeah.
And also within that information, that if there's anything that really is irregular or left irregularly or damaged, you know, that the company would make good for it. So it's just the normal courtesy, obviously, that you have, but didn't happen here.
Absolutely. And so nobody received our holiday flyers?
No, I didn't. That's for sure. And I'm a member. I'm signed up already.
Okay. All right. So I am definitely going to get that over to the marketing team so that they can also go ahead and do that, because
Fact
that the people don't understand, you know, obviously we want that understanding. We're very big on community. So that absolutely is a priority for us.
Yeah, and you are good, and you know, and I've talked to the people over on Enterprise Drive, you know, and you know, we've had them come to speak to, you know, a couple of our groups, you know, and they were terrific, you know, and you know, very informative, very respectful, and you know, we just can't wait for the competition for you guys to blow the spectrum out of the water.
Yeah, absolutely, and I mean, we're looking forward to it. I know. They're getting a little bit different now that they have competition in the area, but we're looking forward to providing great service to a lot of people that we consider as part of our community, because you know what, we're all locals. We all very much care about the area. And of course, you know, if anything is happening to where, you know, there's some damage or things like that, we definitely want to make good on that. So absolutely.
Right. Right. Well, you know, and I appreciate it. It's going to be a little bit after the fact, but you know, because it should have happened, you know, and I just want you to know that it didn't.
Absolutely, I'm so sorry that nobody received our flyers, because we actually mass send out flyers.
Yeah, well, you know, it's and as I say, you know. If it's a question of somebody not getting being able to get into the neighborhood because you're short on people power, I'll do it.
Right, I do appreciate that.
Yeah,
because every little bit helps, even word of mouth. You know, you never know.
Oh no, I talk to people all the time in the neighborhood, all the time, and you know, and I said, listen, you're going to want this service. And you're gonna see the, you know, that the cost is right, the signals will be stronger, better, you know, all of that sort of thing. Anyway, not to draw this out, but thank you.
Oh, of course. No, you're fine. And I'm getting that over to the marketing team right now, that way we can go ahead and get this taken care of.
Sure.
All right. Is there anything else that I can help with today?
No. Oh, you know what? In the neighborhood that I'm describing to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'll kind of get all fired up together. In other words, once everything is strung, then it gets turned on for everybody all at once. Is that correct?
So yes.
Yeah. Okay. Just curious. And do you have an approximate time in which you feel that the work will be completed and service will be ready?
So right now it's showing as January 15th. So we're not very far off.
13th. Okay. Terrific.
15th, January 15th.
Oh, 15th.
I know with the holidays, the work is going to slow down a little bit. So I know there's been a little bit of a pushback, but.
Of course.
Yeah, because everything gets taken care of. And then, so what we're working on is getting that service there. And obviously, you do see the trucks that are working. So, of course, we have the time frame for January 15th as the in-service date as of right now. Everybody who signs up that's in that neighborhood would typically have that. It really depends on which street that they're on, though, because again, you know, we have to run the fiber through everything. So,
yeah, no, I understand that, and you have your methods of doing a neighborhood, and so
yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'm not complaining that they're not on my street yet, but not really. All right, sounds good.
All right. Well, is there anything else I can help with today?
No. If you could take care of that, that'd be absolutely terrific.
Absolutely. And that's definitely getting sent over right now so that they are aware.
Good.
Okay.
And you have my number.
Yes. But confirm it for me so that I can make sure I have it correct, please.
845-514-7849. First name Regis.
Yep.
R-E-G-I-S and Obijeski. O-B-I-J-I-S-K.
Yeah, J-I.
Yes, you got it. Okay. So if they want to clarify anything or have anything further to say, that'll be fine.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I will definitely get this sent out so that they can go ahead and get this taken care of. Okay.
Terrific. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber, and I hope you have a fantastic weekend and a great holiday season as well, if I don't hear from you again.
Mm. Yeah, back at you. Thanks.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.